Hello everybody, this is Stefan Boortsmeijer of AFNIC. We will talk about Drink, which is, I guess, an experimental DNS server?
No, not at all. It's a tramway station in Belgium, actually.
I will let you explain.
Well, yes, it's a DNS server. And you can see here an example of it working at FOSDEM. I ask 2+2.domainname, txt record, and that's extraordinary. I get 4 as an answer, which is really, really useful. It was not possible before, but exactly. This is authentic. So you can be sure it's really, really 4 because it's signed with DNSSEC. So now we are going to see how it is done by magic. No. So Drink is a dynamic authoritative name server and with several services. The main one, which was the original goal, is to return the IP address of the client. You have a lot of services on the internet doing this, but all of them are very minimum. They don't implement all of the funny things of the DNS. We have also other services, for instance, ECS, eDNS client subnet echo can be useful also if you want to know what your resolver is sending about you. And you have other services such as calculator. Well, the goals to develop Drink were first to learn, to have fun also, and also to implement a lot of DNS stuff that are missing from the typical dynamic DNS services, such as TCP, NSID, cookies, DNSSEC, of course, etc., extended DNS errors, etc., etc. So that was the idea, and also it also provides a platform to test IDs at IETF Hackathon. IETF Hackathon are great because you can have t-shirts, and it's an opportunity to test new IDs, new stuff, and modifying existing software like NSD or bind or not is not always easy. So I wanted something which was easier, at least for me. So as you see, it does not pretend to be a competitor to things